Okay, folks, it's 7 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Would everyone please rise? Prior to the Pledge of Allegiance tonight, I would like to observe a moment of silence in recognition of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. That anniversary is this coming Saturday, I believe. So a moment of silence, please. Okay, and now the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone tonight to the September 7th, 2021 Chester Heights Borough Council meeting. First up on the agenda is roll call. Present tonight we have Borough Solicitor Jerry Montella, Borough Engineer Matt Hootman, Mayor Fred Wood. Is Fred walking in
front? He's back there.
Oh, there, Fred. Okay, Councilpersons Natalie Anderson, Laura Lynn, Susan Clark, Gina Marie Ellis, myself. Those not present tonight are councilpersons Bob Adams and Dave Fersker.
Bob's here.
Bob, you are there. I'm sorry. Bob is here.
Hi, Bob.
Well, Bob is present. Not present tonight is Dave Fersker. Prior to moving on, I just want to announce, if you haven't heard, the passing of Pete Rohana. Pete was a 25-year resident of the borough. He was also alternate solicitor from 2010 to 2021. Pete will be sorely missed. He was a gentleman, and our condolences go out to his family. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, item number 3, opportunity for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Is there anyone in the first row?
No.
Second row? Yes.
As you mentioned earlier, Saturday is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and a Chester Heights Neighbors Alliance has invited residents and neighbors to join us for a candlelight vigil at Chester Heights Park. But to further commemorate the day, I would like to ask council to please lower the flags to half mast on that day, both at the borough and at the park if possible.
Okay, so we have a couple of questions. You did not notify the borough of this event?
Gathering lighting candles.
Well, is there a police coverage or is there traffic control?
It's not going to be a large event.
It won't be a large event, you're sure of that?
Yeah.
Our insurance carriers are asking us those two questions in anticipation of, in anticipation of there being a large crowd, which you're saying you're not sure how many people will be there?
No.
Is there a reason why it wasn't brought to the borough's attention since that is borough property?
It was going to the park.
Owned by the borough, and the borough ensures that property, maintains that property. If someone was hurt at that property, the borough would be liable.
So did all the other parties that held events at the park notify you?
Mm-hmm. They did, yes. And there hasn't been that many. But you have this on social media. There's a potential for there to be 5 people or 50 people.
We have asked the fire company to come and join us. We're waiting for them to let us know if they'll be able to attend.
Okay. You understand liability in today's world, I'm sure you do, because you're involved in the insurance business, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously that's a big concern of ours. Do you know, so you'll let the borough know if you have traffic control, especially at dusk. I'm assuming they'll be parking in Wilson's parking lot?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's strictly just a couple people getting together to commemorate the day.
Okay. You'll let the borough know if the fire company does agree to do traffic control if needed. I mean, there's one small spotlight there, but it barely shines on the road. It's kind of straight down. So there isn't a lot of money here.
What are our park hours?
The event starts at 10 before sundown.
The park hours are 7 a.m. to dusk.
What time is sunset on Saturday?
7:17.
How about, what time does your event start?
Like I said, it's a short event. We just commemorate the day and some neighbors.
I don't think anyone's opposed to the concept. It's the other questions that Drew had. That
liability.
Yeah.
That's the only question that we have. Not to mention the borough wasn't notified. We happened to find out through social media posts.
I am here telling you.
Well, excuse me?
I am here telling you that the event is happening.
You are, but you're also telling me you're not sure if there's traffic control.
I did not anticipate traffic control to be needed.
Okay. What would happen if you had 50 people show up? And then what would happen?
When 50 people would slowly exit.
Well, we would hope they would safely, yes.
Yes.
So, and I'm assuming your organization has no insurance, is that correct? Where they could name the borough additional insured for the event?
There's only 20 parking spaces, plus a handicap.
Okay.
So it's only going to accommodate 21 cars.
And that will only accommodate 20 people.
Okay. I would strongly see if you could have the fire company maybe assist you, just so there's no accidents leaving the property, especially at dusk. Like I said, that light shines straight down. It doesn't really shine out into the street. So, okay. Thank you.
I'm waiting for confirmation.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
I have a quick question. Are the candles live fire or are they electric?
Okay, moving on. Anyone else in the second row? Third row?
Hi. I recently bought for my 32 Hunters Lane. My backyard upside is a hill, and it's not made at all there. With small rain, even small rain, the water can be soil is become big and funneled at my backyard, and destroying the maintenance backyard. There is no control for the backside. There is no proper drainage. And definitely, they have to be drained in multiple places instead of running at one side at my backyard. Entire water is coming in. And also, the groundwater is there. So it is keep on coming to my sump at the basement. Yeah. And the water, every time, right, the water, it is, I saw that, I noticed that water is coming in, it's leaking inside the sump, and the sump is pumping out. Even if it's a small drain, I'm seeing a lot of water is coming in because of the water bed there. The water has to be diverted on the side.
Yeah. You sent the email, just sure.
Yeah, I sent
okay.
The email.
Okay, 32.
All the things. With the recent small, even the small rain, the problem is that there are a lot of water from east to west and top. It's funneling at my backyard. And all the sand and everything, it destroys completely my lawn and everything. So some sort of permanent fix to be
here. Sure. Mr. President, I talked to this gentleman last Thursday. We had extensive conversation. He told me the issues. We're looking into it.
Okay. So, Matt, do you think that's something the camp meeting has to address on their end?
Camp meeting has something to address here, and we're looking to see if the drainage number of inlets is sufficient in Brookfield, too.
Okay.
If I may add, there is a...
Name and address, please.
Yeah, my name is Ramesh, and the address is 22 Hunters Lane. So, there is a fire exit to the in-between two buildings, there is an exit. So, there is a road. There is a road, so that road is also not completely tricked, like, when there is a line, there is a slope and all the water is coming into the water and debris, everything, mud, everything, is coming. So I don't know, anybody has looked at that.
And then that road is also like not I live between our house.
Name and address, please. Again, I've talked to most of you at the site this last week. We're looking into it.
Last week?
Thursday.
Yeah, we were not there.
This is a different place.
So this is where there is an exit out of the community.
The emergency exit?
Emergency exit. So that is the road, actually. So I was thinking they're working on it. I was thinking they're going to fix that, but It is not happening.
Part of the issue is Camp Meeting put in their sewer and water lines, and they've been very slow to stabilize their disturbed buffer. I wrote a letter, or an email, I should say, to Gary Kerner this morning on that matter, saying that that has to be done in the immediate future.
And even last time, there was some engineer who said that he was going to visit. Like, that was the second time that he was going to visit and look at the code issues and all that. We haven't heard. Like, I've sent emails to him, he said that he's going to stop by. He didn't never stop by.
So, for me, the grading, name and address, Hunter's Lane. So, during the snow, you know, like for heavy snow, it's the buffer becomes the dark ice. The grading forming is a problem because the drainage gets into the outer wall and it drains, you know, like it leaks inside the building. So, for a new construction, you know, like at the drainage, it should flow away.
Away from the foundation.
Away from the foundation, yeah. And the drainage should be able to collect it instead, you know, like wetting it through the basement wall. So that's
plus one.
So it has to be, you know, move away, but it's not happening. And heavy rain, you know, it just soaks there, and there's a big drainage. It's not going entirely.
Which year?
1100 Lane.
11?
1100. And particularly the dry air, it's like a mess itself. Once, like after a week, the sun comes, you know, the water falls over the roof. It's not really good.
Matt, in those backyards, are those inlets so far away that there's minimal fall? Do they need to add an inlet so there's less travel time for the surface water to possibly escape?
Well, the one instance that we looked at that picture is there's a concentrated area of runoff from the Camp Meeting on the Brookfield.
Okay.
And there's actually three inlets there. Some of the problem is that since the soil is not stabilized, when a storm starts, the inlet gets clogged,
okay. And
then it's not functioning. However, I am double-checking the drainage areas to all the inlets, and there is a pipe that runs parallel to the property line, so if it turns out that the number of inlets is not adequate to handle it, we'll just drop another inlet on top of the pipe.
Okay. So does that answer your question? It's a twofold issue. One, Camp Meeting has to be stabilized, and then Matt's going to check the inlets behind your houses, see if they're clogged up, if we need him, or if he needs another one, so the water gets there quickly enough.
The water there in the ground is keep on coming to our sun. That is another issue. Even I sent you a video.
Yeah.
When I cleaned up, there is outlet. Also, there is no water coming to the outlet. It's coming underneath. There is a water keep on leaking.
Okay.
They have stopped that water that back line. That is the groundwater should not get in. In there, next to my home, they installed the perforated pipes. The installation completely they have done. It stopped on that way, but it is happening on the side now. My house is 32 Hunter's Lane.
32. 32, okay.
So, house is 22 and 21.
Okay.
I talked to the owner of 31, I guess, last
year. Yeah, 31, he's coming up.
Okay, so we're aware of this, and I'll accompany Matt late this week or next week, whenever we schedule it. We'll go on site and see what the best remedy is for this. And also contact Camp Meeting, because it sounds like they have some work to stabilize their hillside, which would, I think, take care of some of this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
23 also.
23, okay. All right, anybody else in the third row?
So we're just here on a part type. I'm Gabby Graham. I'm a part of the HOA board for Brookfield. We're just here supporting our development. There's still a lot of, like you can hear, a lot of issues that are going on. We're just trying to find more timeline of when things will be done. We have a whole list that Matt Hoopin sent that he did his final inspection started July 21st, 2021, and there's just, I mean, pages and pages of issues that he's addressed here, but we just want to know when.
So that's the most recent?
This is the most recent.
Okay.
And I just received it from Bob. It wasn't sent to me.
And that's very extensive.
Very extensive.
It's very extensive.
So we just want to get some more, like, finalized details of when things are going to be taken care of. The last 2 months ago, we were here, and since then, there's been the post of light put in, but not the full light.
Sure.
And help with the water drainage on the trail. Otherwise, in the common area,
I mean, it's very inclusive. I think it's, I'm good with it. So just to give these guys a sense of security too. So just a few things. I can email you separately on there. That's all.
Yeah, you could, that'd be fine.
Everything looks fine on there. You know what I mean?
I did talk to the developer today in anticipation of tonight's meeting, and as far as scheduling, on that review, you noticed there was a lot of inlet tops that needed to be replaced, a lot of curbs that need to be reworked around driveways. The plan is to have all that done in the month of September and hopefully pave the roads late September, probably more realistically, first week or two in October.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I was going to bring up, because we're getting bids now for snow removal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two of the bids, that's what they pointed out. Come the winter, you know, they asked when it's going to be done, and I told them we're anticipating everything being done, you know, because of the liability and responsibility issue. So, yeah, when I printed this out, gave it to Abby and Gabby today, and everything looks fine. There's a few things on here, but I'll just email them separately. And
that'd be fine.
That's that. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Can I ask a question? When we were at the meeting, I think it was two meetings ago when this came up and Rich Jensen was here, he's not here tonight. He was supposed to get a list that pertained to him. Did he ever get that list?
Oh, I don't know.
So, Laura, I was about to address that. So,
your name and address?
Yeah, Avi Gupta. I'm part of the HOA board as well. So, precisely the same list I shared with Bob and Gabby. We have collected the responses from individual house owners on the outstanding issues. And to your point, like there were some problems related to the code, funds-based concerns and whatnot. So we have compiled all of that. I thought I was looking for Rich to be here, but probably we shared him by email. But frankly, I do not know if there is any resolution that or any support that I would expect from council.
Yeah, so if you have that list, you can send it to info@chesterheights.org. Ms. Sue Timmons will get that, and she'll forward it to Mr. Jensen.
Okay.
Because I know he's been asking for it, and he would like to help.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else in the third row?
Rob Palmanati, number 27. I just had a question about campaigning. Is there any information about when it'll open, if it'll open? Anything for the future, or?
I don't think it ever closed.
Okay.
Well, as we stand now, they're not allowed to inhabit those buildings overnight, Jerry. Is that the case?
There is one building where they have a full-time person.
Okay.
Not that they ever closed.
Okay.
I think they were, you know, working on their improvements with regard to sewer and water. But I'm not sure as to whether or not they stopped the overnight,
Okay.
I don't think they did.
Okay.
Are you referring to when they started having concerts and events again?
Yeah, I mean, for us in the new development to look out and see a road halfway done, piping sticking up, it would just be nice to know when they'll finally clean up the area and finish.
That's another question for the developer. Okay. That was part of that whole agreement. So
that's
he has to finish it. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're waiting on him. And last time I visited the camp meeting, they'll be able to start events. They're anticipating once they're done and they're paved, which should be the springtime.
Okay.
They anticipate being finished by the, the winter freeze.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. And there is one family that lives there full time year round in one of their cabins, and it's nice to have someone there who's there all the time, just keeping an eye on things. Yeah, he's kind of the caretaker. And they do have people staying there in and out. While I was there, there were three people coming to their cabins just to see their cabins and be there and do what they do there.
Gotcha. Okay. Good enough.
So they're spending a lot of money there, as you can probably imagine. So
we have, it's going to be more or less time that we're waiting for?
I think part of the approved plans were that public water and sewer had to get extended up to the camp meeting. But
yeah.
The camp meeting has been taken upon that themselves contractually.
Did they hit rock back during the installation of any sewer water? Was that an issue?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So I assume they want to get cleaned up as quickly as possible, probably as quickly as you would like them. They're probably in the same boat.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is good grass growing time, so hopefully they can get some, a lot of that stabilized. So it takes root now and it strengthens itself as we come to springtime. Okay, any questions in the fourth row?
I'm 31. I live at 31 Hunter's Lane. Recently moved just a week, 2 weeks back.
Sure.
So when this storm came, I just want to know whether the drainage in my in and around my house is okay, because I got mine's unfinished and mine was flooded because of the power outage.
Sure. So we just spoke of that.
Okay.
We have emails. From I have your email that you sent late today. The borough engineer was on site late last week, so he will be revisiting there shortly.
Sure.
Part of the problem is the camp meeting's not stabilized, and then there's drains down on your property that could possibly be clogged. So he will be taking a look at those options, you know, to try and remedy that situation.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving forward on the agenda, we have item number four, approval of the meeting minutes of August 2nd. Regular council meeting.
I have a few edits regarding tonight, nothing major.
Okay. Do we have any other comments, questions, or concerns with those meeting minutes? Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of August 2nd, 2021, including Susan's revisions handed in today? Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion approved. Up next on the agenda, we have the treasurer's report for August. That report has receipts totaling $68,598.22 and expenditures totaling $39,451.12. Do we have any comments or questions?
Always better when they haven't received the cost.
Yes. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report for August? Is there a second?
No, second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Up next on the agenda, item number six, correspondence.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have an invitation from the Chester Ridley Crum Watershed Association for their awards dinner celebrating 50 plus 1 years since they were unable to hold it last year. It's actually Thursday, September 30th. If anyone is interested, the information and invitation is up here. It's being held at the barn at Tyler Arboretum. PECO sent us information today that they have new technology used to deliver safe and reliable power. Our reclosers, which are electronic communication devices designed to limit the duration of outages by isolating the problem between two points and rerouting power to everyone else, which reduces the number of customers impacted during power outages. Aqua sent us information on their current rate increase. And following that, the Chester Water Authority sent 10 copies of their water quality report. I have one up here if anyone is interested in seeing that. And then the CRC, which is the same one having the fundraiser, is the Chester Ridley Crum Watershed. Thank you for your generous donation in our 2021 membership drive. And then they gave us a sticker since we are now members of them. That is the snail mail correspondence, the e-correspondence. I received an email from the vice president of the board of Paris Study. Unfortunately, they have become a victim of COVID and they will be closing. They are a nonprofit, so they are spending this year doing their dissolution of all of their assets, and they are looking for advice on possibly what to do with their historical home. We did receive a complaint regarding Rose Hill Construction, which apparently I understand was addressed. The Democratic candidates concerning their views on the Powell property and whether or not to develop it and their thoughts on that. And then we did receive the August police report from Trooper Tobin, who is not here today. I did take a screenshot, and we have two crashes, down from 3 crashes last year, 1 DUI arrest, up from 0 last year, 5 traffic stops, down from 15 last year. No burglaries, no criminal mischief, no theft, no retail theft, no theft fraud. So we had a wonderful August as far as crime words, and no significant incidents to report for the month of August in Chester Heights.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving forward, we have inspector's report. Larry, I think you're the only one present tonight, so you're first up.
As far as road manager goes, PA1 calls have been all cleared without incident. And we were monitoring during the storms the various roads in the borough and bridges at the creeks and throughout the storm. During the storm, the firehouse was staffed with, I think, 13 members in case of an emergency. They were called up to Montgomery County to assist in a swift water task force, of which we have numerous members, but we sent four, Ashton Township sent, I think, 4 to 6, and then Middletown Township sent another 4 to 6, along with Chester City sent 6. And they all went up to Montgomery County to assist with the Schuylkill River flooding, and they were along the town of Montclair and Flatrock. So they didn't really see any action there, but they were there just in case they were needing to go house to house, door to door, just to make sure everyone was out. If anybody has any damage from that earth or tropical storm, they're encouraged to contact the borough. The borough will turn that over. But I don't think Delaware County has a lot of damage comparatively to the other counties. So we would have to meet the threshold before any of it and would go forward. So, and it's in the, like the $9 to $10 million range of damage. So I don't think we would classify it as being that high end in the damage range as far as Delaware County goes. I think that's about it for emergency management. We've had numerous, calls and storms and standbys. The fire company was, Chester City did have a 4 or 5 alarm fire over the weekend, and the firehouse was covering basically all of the southeastern or western part of Delaware County. Because all the other companies in the city fighting the large mattress fire at Second and Trainer. So luckily, we staffed the firehouse from our firehouse, which is what we like to do, so that we're there for our people first, and not moving to another station. That was a 6 to 7 hour ordeal. That's all I have.
Great, thank you, Larry. And thank the fire company for being on hand for us and for others in the area. Okay, moving forward, we have item number 8 on the agenda, solicitor's report.
Yes, Mr. President, at this time I'd like to introduce Mr. Madrin, who's here as alternate solicitor. He's been overseeing a few all of the tax assessment appeals. I think he has an report for you.
Good evening, everyone. I have 5 stipulations proposed by the taxpayers of the school districts for your consideration this evening. The first 3 are all sort of a package. There's 3 properties. 2 of them would remain the same as assessed, and then the 3rd one has a significant change. So it's Chester Creek Properties LP, 0 Lanai Road, currently assessed at $237,010, there would be no change. 492 Midi Road, currently assessed at $165,570. There would be no change on that either. And the bigger one is 490 Midi Road, currently assessed at $2,374,860. The stipulation would lower that assessment to $1,097,420. On each of these, I've spoken to the school district solicitor, the school district's appraiser. These numbers are consistent with the appraisals by the school district's appraiser. So that's the Chester Creek properties. Next one is 4105 Lydia Hollow Drive. Bonnie and Carl Polk. Board assessment is $146,600. The stipulation would lower that to $126,500. And finally, National America LLC at 53 West Baltimore Pike. The board assessment is $4,808,610. And the stipulation is at $1.8 million.
What was the original number?
So that's a $3 million increase. Or decrease rather. $4,808,610. And the stipulation would be $1.8 million.
And the school district, Mike, has agreed
to
all those.
The school district has signed off on all of these.
Okay. So do we need a motion signed from council to accept those amended?
If that's council's desire, then yeah.
Okay. And the school district has approved, again, all these.
Yeah, school district solicitor has signed all these stipulations already.
Okay, I'll call for a motion. Do I have a motion to approve the amended appraisals for the properties so mentioned? And we can list those in the minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
And what was the basis for the newer values, especially the large change in the 490 Lenai Road and 53 West Baltimore Pike?
Yeah, discussing this with the school district solicitor, as well as some in other municipalities I represent, they said that Tyler has just been off the mark on commercial properties.
Okay. I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Way off the mark.
Was that 490 Lenai, was that a commercial property?
It's Westlake
Plaza. That's what that one is.
All the ones on Lenai are Westlake, according to Google.
Okay. Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there any further comments? Or questions? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Mike, thank you.
Happy excuse.
You may.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
So, Mr. President, for my portion, I guess I'll take this one first. I can ask council to approve a motion authorizing me to advertise and prepare the winter surplus contract for the Borough of Chester Heights for the winter for the year, I guess, 2021 through 2022. Last year, as you know, it's a one-year contract. I'm assuming council's private will also be a one-year contract at this point.
Okay, do I have a motion to authorize the borough solicitor to prepare the winter maintenance bill or contract and advertise that for the year 2021
2022?
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved.
The second matter would be the ordinance, the draft ordinances for the marijuana dispensary and growing processing ordinance. I know it was somewhat discussed at the Planning Commission at the last meeting. To some extent, I think there was a few comments. I'm waiting to hear back officially from the Planning Commission. Also, I did send it to the Delaware County Planning Commission, and I'm still waiting for their reply on those two drafts. With regard to a resolution for the Borough of Chester Heights approving the filing of an application for the Delaware County Municipal Grant Program Assistance. As you know, Ms. Hutchison with NACA Lands has asked council to submit a resolution to Delaware County. This would allow the borough to participate in Delaware County Open Space and Greenways Municipal Grant Program and would authorize her to execute and file the appropriate forms for that particular grant. I'd ask Council to approve Resolution 921-10.
I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 9-21-A. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Council. The second resolution would be a resolution allowing Council to schedule the Chester Heights Recycling Day on Saturday, September 25th, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Chester Heights Community Park. Attached would be a flyer regarding the Recycling Day. And the Recycling Day, as you know, is an annual event. It allows persons to drop off electronics, clothing, household items, and paper for shredding. It will be available to all Chester Heights residents, small businesses with 50 or less employees, and non-residents. And again, it's being held on Saturday, September 25th. Between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. I'd ask Council to adopt Resolution 921-2.
Laura, I'll defer to you to make that motion since you coordinate that event.
Can I have an amendment?
921-B.
I'd like to make the motion for the resolution of 9-21B for the recycling day.
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved.
That concludes my report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay, moving forward on each.
I have a question.
Sure.
The ordinance for abandonment of septic, is that with Delco still?
I did not send that because it doesn't require it. I mean, it's not a zoning issue.
Okay.
So I just need to hear back from Mr. Sciocco. I know you had a comment the last meeting, and we're going to just tweak that. So as soon as the plan would be, as soon as the other two draft ordinances were approved by those commissions, then the public hearing that would be scheduled would also include the sewer maintenance amendment, and that way you can do everything at once.
Does the Planning Commission have to review that ordinance or not?
The sewer amendment?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Okay, all right, just wanted to check.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Any further questions? Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have item number 9, engineer's report.
Yes, Mr. President, we have final inspection letters out for both Lenape Valley and Brookfield, so we're pushing those developers to move along with necessary repairs to those developments. We've been inspecting construction at the Roadsill development. And Maxim Road paving is scheduled for very early October. And maybe if you could swing back to me before the meeting's over. As you recall, there was some discussion whether we should stabilize an area alongside of Maxim Road near the bridge, because that area gets used by fishermen and hikers all the time. I'm searching on my phone and not bring that file to inform Borough Council what that part of the big was, but what I've been looking for Borough Council to make a decision whether they want to go through with that stabilized roadside area or not. So again, I'm searching. I'll get there on my phone somehow, and okay. I'll tell you what that component cost was.
That sure.
Was
hey, okay. Matt, good job on the Brookfield inspection. I mean, how many? There were like 60-some items in it. I had to take a while.
Yeah, many sub-items under the, yes.
Now, is that all you have for us for tonight?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Moving forward, we have item number 10, Mayor's Report.
I have no report, but I do have a comment just to follow up on the issue of the bamboo at the corner of Valley Brook Road and Wawa. It continues to be a concern to at least the people using tractors coming off of Wawa Road. Because of the way that bamboo hangs out over the road, they can't see anything coming to the left.
And that's in the right-of-way, I assume.
Yeah, it's up hanging over the right-of-way. I think he's cut the grass up to the right-of-way, but the bamboo hangs over the right-of-way.
So I would suggest that maybe Mr. Jensen be notified so he can contact the property owner.
Okay.
And make sure that the property owner maintains that in a safe manner.
Okay.
You know, recommend.
Would you like me to send an email to Sue just so that...
Please. Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
He trimmed it enough that he can drive his tractor under it and it doesn't hit his head. I saw him driving it and like cutting right above his head, but then everything else does this. And the view is pretty tough.
He is trying to correct it. He just doesn't have the right resources.
No, he doesn't have the equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. Fred, anything else?
That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Moving forward, tonight we have committee reports. Before we get started, just a quick note, there will be an executive session after item number 14 on the agenda tonight in regards to real estate regarding the Powell property. So let's start off with school district, education, library. Susan?
One thing I wanted to tell everyone was that on August 8th, there was a several of us met at the library. Debbie was there, the members of the library were there, some press were there, but although we didn't get a whole lot of press coverage. Lee Breskowitz, her parents, also leads, it was at a biannual event at Lee's request. She presented a donation to the library for $203,603.60 that her parents bequeathed to the library. So everyone said a few words. It was a feel-good event. And the library has an area that they currently rent, and they're planning to turn that into a room for children, and they expect to name it after one's parents. Their last name is Willie. So I can, that's why I asked about the newsletter, because I missed the cutoff of the newsletter. So.
Yeah, this newsletter was all history. There was pretty
you
much.
Can put it in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyways, that's quite a big donation for our library.
It is.
I knew it was big. I didn't know it was that big until shortly before the event. And who was from the library board was there? I can't recall their names now.
Jean McKenzie was there. She's the president. The director was there. Sue Stone, like you said. Celine was there from Concord. Mary Alice Peeling was there from Concord also. Because they used to live in Concord and then moved to Chester Heights.
So that's it. I mean, Mary Kay said something about the mask mandate in schools starting on August 26th and Governor Wills was September 7th. So I guess all the children are wearing masks in school now. That's all that I have. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Okay, great. Moving forward, we have Finance Insurance Committee.
Good afternoon, everybody, or good evening. There's a couple items that we have. So first of all, we have an escrow account that has a zero balance. It has been reconciled. It is for 240 Wawa Land Development. And we'd like to make the motion. It was for Bryn Mawr Trust, the account closing in the last four was 2416. We'd like to go ahead and make the motion and close that account with Bryn Mawr Trust.
I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Was opposed?
I abstain.
Let the record show that Councilwoman Ellis abstained and the motion is approved.
Thank you. The next item is we have a Pliggett account. We had an escrow account for multiple properties that were cleared out in 2006, but there was an interest of $204.15 that has accrued. I'd like to make a combination motion. First, I'd like to make the motion to have the $204.15 removed from the Pliggett account into the borough's general fund, and then after that, close the account.
I will make that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Was opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you. Next on the item was an email that was sent out by Ms. Ann Searle, who's been helping the Historical Society with the DeSalvo Park sign. There was an increase of $2,200 that we would like council to approve for the signage. It was $2,207.
I'll make a motion that we approve an additional up to $2,500 for the DeSalvo sign.
I will second the motion. The floor is up for discussion. I'm sorry, the floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you. And the last item, as we wrap up the year, we'd like to remind all council members that are on committees to start thinking about your 2022 budget and start working with the finance committee to get those numbers in for us so we can incorporate it into next year's budget.
Thank you, Laura.
That's all for finance.
Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have fire company finance. Councilperson Presker is not with us tonight, so there will be no report. Up next on the agenda is nominating vacancy committee. We've had a vacant, well, we've had an unofficial vacancy in the zoning hearing board, Mr. Glenn Mond. He has not sent the borough an official resignation letter. Jerry, can we officially consider that position open since he's moved out of the borough?
Now, the first issue is when is his when his term expires.
Okay.
Then the second issue would be one of the qualifications. You got to nail down the fact that he's actually has moved out.
Okay.
And he's no longer a resident. And you know, according to the borough code, the NBC, and the borough's ordinance, you can remove a member of the planning commission for malfeasance, nonfeasance, and misfeasance, or just cause. So, but you have to also give notice to the planning commission member.
Exactly.
So, I've asked Sue to find out when his expired term is. That may be a non-issue if his term's ending within a few months.
Okay.
Worse, and probably send him a letter at his last known address, or do we have an address? Do we have a new address, Lou?
Email.
All right. So maybe I can send out an email, or Sue can send out an email, and you know, ask him, look, we need his letter of resignation.
Okay.
Whether he's qualified
sure.
any longer, and give him at least some notification, and then follow up.
Okay. And that's his only hearing board.
Yeah, otherwise you'd have to have somewhat of a public hearing. I'm not sure the council would want to consider that going forward.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, Jerry, thank you. Moving forward on the agenda, we have communications, public relations.
Thank you, Mr. President. The public relations part of our committee has done a back-to-school drive for Parastudy. We did this in 2018 and 2019. But not in 2020 because the kids weren't actually going back to school. It was quite successful. I'm sorry, I said Parastudy because I was reading it. Pathways. Pathways at 529 Station Road. They have 22 school-age children living there this year, which is the most they've had in a long time. Very few preschool-age children. So it was really great. We had Kim Fink, who is a former resident of Chester Heights. She and her family bought every child a backpack. And not like a Five Below backpack, like a nice quality backpack. The kids were very, very excited. The back to school drive ends on Friday. So there are still some binders that are needed. And there are a few, like there's highlighters. There's a few things that they that did not come in as the total that they requested. But it was really wonderful to see. We had Mambrosos to Go put a basket right at their counter. So the pizza place at Mambrosos to Go actually provided quite a bit of supplies as well. And then that's for the next thing. The newsletter was submitted. I'm waiting on the final edits so we can go through and look at that. But the entire newsletter is not a typical content newsletter. It is mostly photos, before and afters, and history pictures from Chester Heights. So we look forward to that. And that's our report.
Great, thank you very much. Okay, moving forward, Mayor's event is next up.
That's me again. So movie night is going to be in 10 days on September 17th in the St. Thomas parking lot, basically the same thing that we did in June. The movie will be The Princess Bride, the original with Cary Elwes and Robin Wright. So I'm telling everybody it isn't just a family movie night and a kid night out, but it's also a date night out for older folks as well who don't have kids or want to get away from the kids. The Plumpet food truck is coming and parking is set, and we don't need any help because everything's on site at St. Thomas. Dusk that night is 7:07, so the movie will probably start around 7:30. And the food truck opens at 6:30. Food truck is to purchase, and then we'll have water and glow sticks and snacks to give away. That is on Facebook. There are posters. If anybody wants a poster to put somewhere in any of your neighborhoods, or at the library, you're welcome to take a poster and put it out there. And today I put 20 signs all up through the community. There are 4 more that Natalie will do. Tomorrow, we run out of posts. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay, moving forward, Historical Committee.
Yes, on Sunday, September 26th at 4 p.m., there'll be an event at the Seattle Park. There will be a ceremony for the newly installed the Seattle Fire Company sign, and there will be an event for the historic property sign that will be given out to the property owners.
Great, thank you, Sue. Any questions for Sue on that event?
Time again? 4 p.m.
Great, okay, moving forward, planning, zoning, Susan?
Can you send an email to the council about that? I don't think we have any notification of that, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you. There you go. I attended the planning commission meeting on August 26th. There were 2 items on the agenda. One was a proposal of 53 West Baltimore Pike. Build an additional building, 3,640 square foot, 1-story business. Long story short, there's a lot of follow up to do. Matt had a lot of items on his list. But one interesting thing is they're going to build a medical office building, and they're considering to make it an urgent care facility. However, it is within the 250 feet. Within the area where you're going to have a medical marijuana dispensary. So I think the Planning Commission is kind of concerned about that. But they're saying that they want it to be a medical office building or an urgent care facility. You were there, Matt, right? Did you talk about that?
No, I wasn't. I grew up in Gaston,
As far as the medical marijuana ordinance, they did discuss that. They did have a couple of really good upgrades. I can talk about what they are. We didn't actually get the official minutes yet. One thing that they said, we should get asked for a traffic impact study.
I spoke to Mike Ciotto the day after, okay. And he mentioned there were 2 suggestions that were made. One was a traffic study, and I also forget the other.
He'll come to me. But anyway, they have a really good thought that the Planning Commission.
Okay, Susan, staying with you for engineering, construction, inspections. Okay, ordinance code review.
Just the one that Gary talked about. I think with the budget coming, we're not going to do a whole lot more new stuff with the ordinance, but we did have that list of the ones we want to work on. So maybe in October we can meet again and see where we're at.
Okay. Sure, I have a question. When did you mention that we could possibly have a public hearing on those handful of ordinances?
I hear back from the Delaware County Planning Commission.
Okay.
Which hopefully will be this month, and then your hearing will be in October.
Okay.
And I also did have a discussion with counsel for the applicant, Richard Freeborn on the pipe, who assured me that it wasn't being built for the purposes of a dispenser.
Okay.
And that's what they said in the meeting as well. So I think they're specifically asked for that.
The question was about why do you need a drive through in a medical office building?
Yeah.
That was the question.
But you're correct. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't there were some that thought that maybe that's what the building was going to go up for, but and he assured me that, that was not the case.
Now, that comment's not legally binding, I would imagine. Is that correct?
Not until he comes before the council with regard to his plan. Okay.
All right, Jerry, thank you. Susan, anything further from our district review?
I'm going to find that other thing that the council mentioned about the ordinance.
Okay, moving forward, public safety environment, no report. Public safety, borough police protection, we haven't met yet, no report. Borough property parks, open space. Laura, I'll defer to you.
Yeah, thank you. Presented to council tonight, we spoke about it last meeting, is the National Lands proposal for use for the Darlington Creek Park. We budgeted for this year $10,000. National Lands put together a proposal to help us develop the use plan for a total of $9,200. I would like to go ahead and make the motion for council to approve the use plan so we can begin that process for the Darlington Creek Park property.
I will make the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Laura, anything further?
No, the only thing that I wanted to mention, I failed to mention last council meeting, is that we were working with Karen Woolville from the Dover County Conservation Group. She asked us if we wanted spotted lantern flower traps. I told her yes, based off the acreage that we had at Darlington Creek Park and the art park, she put us in for 20 to 30 traps. She notified me last week that she actually got the grant and it was approved. And right now they're coordinating with vendors and we should be getting the traps delivered to us in the next couple weeks so we can have those installed in the parks.
Great, thank you. Okay, moving forward, we have highways, transportation. Council person first was not here. Larry, do you have anything to add for that besides storm damage that you already mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, moving forward from that, public utilities, trash, recycle. Laura?
I think Justin McCall did a great job of promoting Recycling Day, but I did want to ask everybody to please put it out there to all the residents. We do have our annual Chester Heights Recycling Day. Hopefully everybody got one of these in the mail. It is Saturday, September 25th from 9 to 12. And we will accept clothing, household goods. There will be paper shredding there, so you can bring in all your papers and they will shred it right there in the moment. And then we will accept electronics as well. But be very careful. We will not accept refrigerators, air conditioners, washers, dryers. These are small electronics with outlet plugs. So you may come up and some things will be turned away if they're too large or if they have antifreeze in it or any kind of freezing component in it. It won't be accepted. And I do want to also thank publicly the Garner Valley High School National Honor Society. They reached out to me, Ms. Jill Garner, and they're going to provide the volunteers to help for Recycling Day. Their students need community hours. They need 10 hours a year. So I worked with them and I told them that I would give them 3.5 hours of credit for their support on September 25th. So thank you to Ms. Gardner at Grant Valley High School. And that's all.
Great, thank you, Laura. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, item number 12, old business. Do we have any old business tonight?
Mr. President, I quickly located on my phone that number for the roadside stabilized area at Madison Road. What I'll do is I'll send an email out to Borough Council, and then I guess when you see that, just you have to decide amongst yourselves whether you want to expend those funds or not.
Okay.
I guess, are we meeting in late September?
I'm sure we will, yes.
Yeah, that'll be fine if I make a recommendation at that time.
Okay, great. Any other old business? Okay, moving forward, new business. Do we have any new business tonight?
I kind of just thought for the budget, can we get something sent out that has the budget from last year and some kind of year-to-date comparison so that we can start looking at our categories and seeing what we want to...
How much you spent?
Yeah,
absolutely. Sue and I have already talked about that. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, any other new business? All right, moving forward, we have an additional period for the public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record. Anyone in the first row? Second row? Yes.
Quick question. On the escrow account that we're closing with the $204.15, are we required by law to return that interest back to the developer?
Sue, can you speak to that? I didn't talk about that one.
Are we required to return the interest to the developers for the money that we held on their account?
It was an old escrow account, and the interest that was left was the borough's.
So we put our own money into an escrow account?
Yeah. It was an interest-bearing account.
Is it the interest that we hold on an escrow account for a developer their money?
No, it was
not discussed with the auditors, and I'll look back into it and discuss it with Laura and get back to you.
So is the business that was a part of this escrow account still a legal entity?
This escrow account was opened in 2006, and
okay.
It had multiple land development escrows, and most of them were closed out by 2010, 2012, but there was one remaining that had 3,800 something in it, and it was the Darlington Square Phase 2B. And they left it in there because it's that part of Darlington Square where they still have
the one pad site
developed. And so in September 2020, they finally requested the escrow back, so it was released. So the $204 was the interest that was from 2000.
So should we send that back to them, Jerry?
I'll take a look at it.
We'll look into it.
Yeah.
I know this question came up before.
So the discussion that we had with the auditors is that it was multiple. You know, like now when you have an escrow account, each entity has an escrow account.
Sure.
This was in 2006 where multiple escrow accounts were combined into this one. So as they were peeling out, there was no distinction in the interest.
From the same applicant?
From multiple
properties.
Okay.
Probably 10 or
11.
Oh,
okay.
So when we talked to the auditors said no, because of the way that the escrow was originally built in 2006, that's your interest, because you put it in an interest-bearing account.
So it's not clear which applicant that
correct.
Would go to or how that would be divided.
How you would slice that up.
Okay.
Don't we try not to use
an
interest?
Yes,
in
2008. Yeah, well, we had auditors back then that said, borough's account is borough's interest. Then in 2010, our auditor said it's much easier to just have non-interest bearing accounts. So we have them all separate ones with non-interest.
So this is our effort to clean those accounts up and close them down.
Sure.
I have a request to the debt for the council. In our rural community, school buses are not entering our ground. So, you know, like, so it's something that I request on council to take us to the district now. Because what happens is for the elementary, middle, and high school, you know, people have to walk through, you know, like, and then it's a big mess. All kids, particularly it's at the peak.
Yeah.
So imagine if it's, you know, it's stormy and rainy and it's so messy over there.
Sure.
So it's always, it's, you know, like it has a correct loop, so easily buses can make three stops. So one at the beginning, one at the center, and one at the end. Yeah,
sure.
So that way, you know, particularly in the snow time, it helps a lot. So I'm just making it because it's constantly.
Have you tried going transportation, Northern Valley Transportation?
I think that some of our parents have tried.
Okay.
We
don't have any jurisdiction over the school district. Not the school district.
No, we don't. But is it a public safety issue or just?
You know, it's a public safety issue. Particularly, you know, like the school buses have to jump the signal and immediately have to stop.
Yeah.
And imagine if somebody is telling you to take it, and by the way,
so, Drew, can I take that on for them? Because I have a pretty good relationship with Ms. Lorraine, by the way, after my property and my school
incident.
So I can call her and talk to her about that.
Yeah,
she's the head of the Department of Transportation.
Really, particularly for our ladies, you know, like they have to dress, to walk, to
just a minute. Do you have your information down there so I can reference?
Yeah, sure.
Is it safe to say that do all of the Brookfields have children that get on the bus or no?
Yes.
If it comes to the center, instead of stopping at the red light, if it comes to the center for the community, then all of them can go there easily and it will be less mess.
Okay, let me reach out to her.
So I am staying at the end of the community.
Yes.
My daughter, I'm dropping there, but there is a lot of condition there. And afternoon time, my wife is picking up my elder daughter, younger daughter, and no one there. She's coming all the way to in, walking all around, even storm, winter, everything.
Yeah.
There is safety. So there is a way the bus can come in and can stop and turn it at the end because the roads are quite broad. Definitely the bus can come in, and also they can avoid the condition.
Do you know, before you leave today, can you write the bus numbers besides your name?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Do you know the bus numbers? Yeah.
Yeah, some of the bus numbers we can
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Do you think maybe the bus was not pulling in because there was construction and maybe thought it could move all the way around and now construction is?
No, there are no tracks or anything. The construction tracks are not yet blown.
Yeah, it's clear now.
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay. Awesome. All right, very good.
Yeah, so instead of being on the path, they come just a little bit, like 10, 15 houses inside.
Sure.
That's accessible to everybody. Because here now, the best house gets the benefit to reach in like 1 minute. The last house, he has to drive, just uselessly creates more traffic in that whole.
Yeah.
And then where do we have park for so many cars that they come up?
All right. No, I'll reach out to him. Yeah.
All right, very good.
So bus number 16.
All right, just write it down by your name on the way out so I can reference all of them.
Yes.
Sorry, I came late. Maybe the discussion happened or not, I don't know. Like, also, I'm going to be on this lane. Last meeting, you suggested to Bob or somebody come and check the lasers to get Dr.
Yes.
I think with the help of Bob, he verified that. Bob, can you help me that? Can you explain why exactly you measure that?
We went out and put a laser there, and
sure.
The pipe seems to be higher than the sun pump.
Okay.
Sure. In his end.
So the inverted pipe water is 5 inches higher than the bottom of the sun pump.
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's it.
So, that's that.
So that's all. Now,
so, I guess what he's concerned about was there's still water in the bed.
Yes.
At that, after the piping and everything.
What is the water level from the bottom of your sump pump crock to where
it's
at
least the middle level?
In the middle?
Yes.
Okay, so it's probably about maybe 15 inches approximately?
Maybe.
Okay.
I need no problem. And the same thing is connected to house number 31. Mine is house number 39. House number 31, before the construction going on, now they came in like just a month ago, they had the same issue.
Yeah.
I think only last week Matt was came to see that ground, and I think 31 and 32 folks was discussed with the Matt.
Yeah, we spoke about that earlier.
Yeah, I just feel that.
Sure, okay.
That's the issue.
So Matt, what he's saying is that drain line in the backyard, apparently the invert, and you had said you thought this was the case, the invert is 5 inches above the bottom of the sump pump.
Yeah, they ran the interceptor pipe out of the inlet at the bottom of the box, and they put like little or no grade on it, so it wasn't like the pipe could get any lower.
Sure.
So it is keeping the water from flooding their basement.
Okay.
But there is residual standing water to sump off the bottom. I think the water level is what, like 15 inches below the basement floor.
Okay.
And for 31, like almost like everything coming from the top. My AC is in the middle, okay. But 31 is also over the water level.
Yeah, so mine is, I don't know today, but during the next year of the storm, we pulled out the sump pump power. It was almost to the rim.
It's like
the water was almost to the rim.
It's filled that high.
Yes, yeah, very good. It's very close on the top.
In 4 hours, so I drained the sump and then pulled out the power, and in 4 hours it was still running.
Now that was last week after the storm. Is it any better this week or how was it?
Yeah, this week. Okay. So I've seen some weird behavior. Before the storm, my sump pump would start
Okay.
But during this storm, the day after it was here, it was just pumping in every 15 minutes. And when I pulled out the plug the next day, in 4 hours the sump pump rate
was back up.
And when the power went off in like 2 hours, 3 hours, my basement was flooded this much.
Sure.
Yeah.
Matt, is there any way to incorporate some kind of a swale up on the camp meeting property so at least some of that water doesn't continue down?
Yes, and again, I spoke to this gentleman Thursday.
Okay.
So we're on that. Some things we have to investigate, and we're on that.
Okay.
Thank you. And especially if helping a lot, he came and we explained everything and all last week.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody in the fourth row? Yes, sir.
Sam, I'm Chief President, Just Right Fire Company, 222 Long Road, Just Right PA. I'd just like to formally request a meeting with the Borough's Finance Committee. I'm not sure whether it's the day first for Drew Baum or the Finance Committee to review our budgets for next year and where we go, especially in light of, you heard a couple of tax assessments reduced, I guess, ranking by $5 million, so I guess that revenue neutral figure that we had to stick with last year now puts us in a hole this year. So
okay.
I think we're going to have to need to somehow come up with somehow adjust that.
Yeah, let's schedule that sooner than later.
Yeah, so I don't know whether it's the little subcommittee or whether it's the finance thing.
We'll invite everybody, Sam.
Yeah. I just know what I need to do.
Okay. So let's schedule that in the next 2 weeks if you can. Shoot him out. Yeah.
I was saying, there's a publicly advertised community date or committee date already that you're going to use. And that we have more than a quorum of council being mad because it's publicly advertised.
Is it here?
Yeah, yes. It's
it can be.
Where do you want to have it fired
out upstairs? Well, it's open to the public. That's the only issue.
Yeah. I'll leave that up to you. Just
so if you're willing to host, that's fine.
Yeah, I think maybe before after I shall have the next room.
Okay.
I don't have the dates in front of me. I think Sue could probably pull them up on her phone because I could bring the binder with all the dates that we already have. But it would be the finance committee, and we'll pick one of those dates and see what works for you. Okay? But we can figure it out. I just don't have my spreadsheet.
Or, Laura, if those dates don't work, we could advertise that, couldn't we, Jerry, if this is on a different date?
You can.
Okay.
You can hold a special meeting.
Okay.
But it might be just easier to go ahead and do it on a scheduled meeting.
Okay.
Just
that's
post
fine.
It on the door where it would be.
All right, Sam, you'll touch base with Laura then this week?
Yeah, I'll try and touch base with Sue to find out what those dates are.
We'll find out what those dates are. Okay, very good. Sam, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, anybody else in the fourth row? Okay, at this time, council will go into executive session in matters of real estate involving the Tao property. It is now 8:14.
Excuse me, Drew. Yes. We wanted to make everybody aware
there's
no outside
noise. There's no outside noise.
Okay.
But there's a step down.
Be careful.
So be careful going outside.
Is there no outside light?
It's out. That's why they were flipping with the light. There's a light. It's just coming out.
Yeah, do you mind?
Yeah, make sure you're okay.